many things are getting better and better and better, and closer to a weekend in which this Friday we will absolutely 100% be playing Jackbox, and a brand new game that I found as well. It's basically Cards Against Humanity, but who the hell does want to play Cards Against Humanity? You want to pretend like we're cards at cons again? Let's play Cards Against Humanity, huh? And drink, and yeah, you can wear that same damn shirt you wear every single time. I understand. Welcome to the 22nd of June, everyone. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, the man you know as a podcaster and an entertainer, but he's known for so much more that there's podcasters in secret.
Founder of the Golden Girls / Vic fan site.
Doing his work. The only way.
Oh, yeah, we got a Discord server.
Hi, everyone. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Comedy is a kind of hobby of mine.
Kind of. It means I don't get paid for it. What happened this fine day, sir?
And, of course, you'll be able to find more of me on my Only Briskets page. In 1633, Italian astronomer Galileo, age 70, is forced by the Inquisition to abjure, curse, and detest his heliocentric theories that the sun rather than the earth is the center of the universe. He is also condemned to formal prison of the Holy Office for an indeterminate period.
1675, the Royal Greenwich Observatory is created by royal warrant in England by Charles II, proving that the sun doesn't move at all.
1799, a scientific congress in France defines the length of a meter as 1/10,000,000th of the distance of the earth from the equator to the North Pole, in a curved line of latitude passing through Paris. Man, that must have been a long tape measure.
1943, Super Soldier Serum is injected into Steve Rogers. A Hydra spy shoots and kills Dr. Abraham Erskine and is stopped by the very same Steve Rogers in New York City. What?
1946, mail is transported via jet airplane for the first time in history.
1960, the first operationally successful U.S. surveillance satellite, Galactic Radiation in Background, GRAB, is launched.
1972, the Supreme Court of the United States rules in the case of Lloyd v. Tanner that the First Amendment does not give citizens the right to express themselves freely on private property, though the case concerns a private citizen's right to distribute handbills in a mall.
Yeah, but a security guard shouldn't run at you with a gun drawn. 1973, the first crew of the Skylab splashed down safely after a record 28 days in space.
1978, evidence of the first moon of Pluto is discovered by astronomer James W. Christie of the Naval Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona.
1979, the software company Infocom is founded by a group of programmers from the Dynamic Modeling Group at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, staff, and students.
1990, Gary the King King, Andrew Andy Knightley, Stephen Steve Price, and Oliver Ollie, or O-Man, Chamberlain, as well as Peter Pete Page, have their last day of school and then drink at 11 pubs. They don't quite reach the world's end.
1996, GT Interactive releases the first-person shooter Quake for personal computers.
1998, CompUSA announces that it is acquiring the Computer City chain from Tandy for $275 million. Tandy President Leonard Roberts explains that the company is selling the chain in order to better focus on its Radio Shack operations. Aw.
Gotta think long term. 1999, the first report of the brain signals of a live rat directly controlling a robotic arm is published by the journal Nature Neuroscience.
2000, following the destruction of the alien mothership, Las Vegas was completely demolished by a crashing city destroyer. Since then, thousands have visited its untouched ruins, serving as a dramatic reminder of the aliens' ruthless attack and permanent memorial to the War of 1996.
And our Independence Day! 2001, Midway Games announces it will no longer manufacture and distribute coin-operated video games due to declining demand. Keep your asses at home and play.
Aww. 2006, United States Vice President Dick Cheney refers to himself as the Darth Vader of the Bush administration, sparking a chain of humorous reactions across the internet.
2007, the NASA space shuttle Atlantis returns safely to Earth with its 7 crew members, ending its successful 2-week mission to deliver an addition to the International Space Station. Aboard is Sunita Suni Williams, who set a new female endurance record for spaceflight of 195 days.
2009, Eastman Kodak Company announces that it will discontinue. Let me try that again. 2009, Eastman Kodak Company announces that it will discontinue its iconic Kodachrome 64 color film after 74 years.
Sorry, Paul Simon. Birthdays?
Portia Doubleday is 33. Angela on Mr. Robot and Her.
Donald Faison is 47 from Clueless, Scrubs, Kick-Ass 2.
Dan Brown, 57. He wrote the Robert Langdon novels.
Okay. Stephen Chow is 59, who gave us Shaolin Soccer, Kung Fu Hustle, so many great entertaining films that are really cartoons. Yes.
Tracy Paulin is 61 from Family Ties, Bright Lights, Big City.
Bruce Campbell,
The Chin himself is 63. Evil Dead, Jack of All Trades, Raimi Spider-Man flicks, Burn Notice, and awesome at that panel I was at and got to sing as Kermit the Frog to him.
That man is an American treasure. He's also a best-selling author. Some Truth. Fantastic books. Tim Russ is 65. Tuvok on Voyager, Live Free and Die Hard, and Samantha Who.
Meryl Streep is 72 from Silkwood. Death Becomes Her. Fantastic Mr. Fox. You can talk about The Devil Wears Prada. I'm still scarred.
Steve Easton, 73 from Elm Street 2 and The Hidden.
Michael Lerner is 80 from Barton Fink, Omen 4, Sydney on Glee.
Prunella Scales is 89. Sybil on Fawlty Towers.
No longer with us, born this date in 1903. John Dillinger, an American bank robber, back when they were heroes.
1906. Billy Wilder wrote and directed Double Indemnity, Sunset Boulevard, and Some Like It Hot.
1928, Ralph Waite from The Magnificent Seven Ride was Pa on the Waltons and did a tenure on NCIS.
In 1954, Freddie Prinze. He was an amazing stand-up comedian, Chico and the Man, and this may surprise you, his son is Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
Mind-blowing. On CBS, we've got a rerun of NCIS, FBI, and FBI Most Wanted.
ABC's got a rerun of The Goldbergs, Home Economics, The Conners, Black-ish, Jason Alexander, Olivia Hudson, and June Diane Raphael are going to be on the new To Tell the Truth.
NBC has auditions for on A New America's Got Talent. Qualifiers won on Capital One College Bowl.
Yeah.
What's in your wallet?
Over on Fox, Hats Incredible on A New Lego Masters, followed by Mental Samurai.
CW knew The Flash, and a shocking discovery regarding Morgan Edge is made by Clark on A New Superman and Lois.
Or was it by Clark? I mean, he is a reporter. Freeform, despite the threat of the Camarilla, the discovery of new witches gives Alder hope. Tally struggles with her role as a biddy. Rael and Abigail return to Fort Salem with their mysterious new abilities on Motherland. Fort Salem, it's back!
AMC has Lethal Weapon 3, followed by Lethal Weapon 4.
They've got one good movie. Bravo has Reunion Part 2 on A New Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I believe that Mel Gibson could beat up Jet Li. Sure, sure.
No, never mind some of the problematic dialogue now.
Nope.
FX, don't live in the past, they say, but what if it's a hell of a lot better than the present on A New Mr. In-Between?
FXX, your Simpsons marathon, you've got Pulpit Fiction, Whiskey Business, and The Saga of Carl.
FXM has Ferdinand.
IFC is showing Smokey and the Bandit. I don't care what you say. That's a fantastic time, anytime it plays.
Oh, hell yeah. BBC America has Twins.
Paramount Network with My Cousin Vinny.
Siffy has The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
But tonight it's a Lifetime Movie Network. A grieving widow takes her children to a community for mothers in search of a fresh start. But when she discovers the owner of the commune is involved in a human trafficking operation, she's got to find a way to keep herself safe and her family safe. Just an eerie Olivia Stuck starring Desperate Widows.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Abby and Chad continue their passionate but stormy relationship. She tells him his kissing's a little weird, so he gets some instructions from a few unlikely sources, like this American woman he knew who offered some breathing control help. She tells him to shake it up and Abby will be happy, and Chad thinks, look, that's all I want. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
But of course we do. Greetings, GRD crew. In response to last week's inquiries by Drace, I know my wife thinks I'm a prize, but I don't think she would approve if I was given out to others. That being said, I believe that Chad and Abby are steaming up the screen on... Now that's a genre of television I had never seen before, but would have tried watching as a youth if I did know about it. Cheers. That's from Jared in Anaheim. Well, I don't know that you're being given away forever, and, you know, the more I think about this... the less I think we should actually say. If you've got a better topic for us to talk about, by all means, let us know. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, a voicemail, a text message would be fantastic. Use the numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
It's less of a giveaway and more of kind of like a potential rent-to-own situation.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Greetings, Gene from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. And when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we like to kick back and listen to Geek Radio Entertainment, because Geek Radio Daily is the best entertainment that the Troma team has ever seen. We love watching it. It's unbelievable, especially when it's on the radio.
If you have a special receiver, you know how you can see the names on yours? Mm-hmm. Go a little bit more. There's little animations and stuff. It's quite awesome.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
But there's TV shows available as well, and you might want one of those. Let's find out, shall we? What's on the shelves today, sir?
On our TV aisle, we've got The Umbrella Academy, Season 1.
You damn sure want that. Documentary, Human, The World Within. There's a world in me?
Okay. Must be anime based on title alone. We've got No Guns Life, Season 2.
From our collections department, Fast and Furious 8-movie collection. Or wait till next year and get the 9-movie collection.
American Pie has a 9-movie collection.
Wow, Smokey and the Bandit, the 7-movie outlaw collection. Because don't forget, he was part of the action pack there in the mid-90s.
Oh, that's right! Yeah. You get the all-new Bandit in there. He's driving some sort of, like, one of the new modern Black Trans Ams or something like that.
With, I think he was Dusty from As the World Turns, all grown up.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I remember watching those. Those were fun. We also have Tremors, the 7-movie collection.
In our regular movies department, Death in Texas. No, apparently, it's not a documentary.
The Man Who Sold His Skin.
Ew. He should have seen more options were available. It's the next movie. It's funny.
We've also got Night of the Sicario.
Still not a documentary. Kindred. It's not the Vampire the Masquerade one.
Oh. The Unholy.
Batman, The Long Halloween, Part 1.
Nobody.
I cannot wait to see Bob Odenkirk be a badass. But you know, if anything, we're going to get the story about some people who ignore all signs and warnings. It's 4 counselors at a remote summer camp who tell campfire stories to each other from an ancient book of evil that will come to life and haunt them all one by one. As happens, Kristen Armstrong and William Bailey star in Grim Woods.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, it might seem that some of Japan's best arcades, the only place they still exist anymore, are already like museums showcasing the glory of a forgotten age. But now, there's an official one called the Game Center Museum in Nagoya.
Well, until Apple sues them.
The museum has about 70 amusement machines as part of its exhibition. This isn't a hands-off either. All the machines can be played after shelling out the entrance fee.
But can you win tickets? Do they have the Bishop of Battle? Is there a statue to King Vidiot?
Games available include iconic retro titles like your Space Invaders, your Pac-Man, your Xevious, music games, Beat Mania, Poppin' Music Series, Street Fighter 2, Afterburner, and Taiko no Tatsujin all make appearances. There's also older analog games, some Sega pinball machines, and some small trains people can ride on.
Graciously donated by Edward Stratton III.
The Game Center Museum will run until August 29th and hopefully will boost gaming. See, arcades are struggling during the pandemic.
All 3 of them.
With the face of Akihabara, Japan changing due to the shuttered game centers, after visiting the museum, maybe people's love for games will rekindle. Or, even better, maybe, just maybe, this is how we will find the best and brightest to recruit for Space Force!
Scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems, located in Germany, and at the University of Colorado Boulder in the United States, have developed new lightweight robots by using the principles of spiders' joints.
Really? Dr. Charles Luther finally made his runaways? I thought he was going to do it lickety-split.
That is a GRD classic reference. Spiders often serve as inspiration in the field of robotics, especially since they move their limbs through hydraulic actuation mechanisms when hunting for prey, which scientists try to implement in robots.
As perfected by Spitzer Smythe and his spider slayers.
By using these principles, the team of scientists were able to drive articulated robots without any bulky components and connectors, which helped avoid them being weighed down and increase portability and speed. Because of the lightweight, simple structures used in its construction, the robot can jump 10 times its height.
Why? These things are not just going to go after robot flies.
Philip Rothemund, second author of the publication, said, "The ultimate goal of our research was not to make a spider robot. We wanted to develop a state-of-the-art active joint that you can put in any type of robot."
They just happened to take the most commonly creepy critter from nature and make it into robotic form.
Reaction to the news is mixed. Some people are excited by the advancement, but one expert in the field, Karen Sarah Gale, said they're perfect creatures, and in that way, they couldn't be less human. There are things machines will never do. They cannot possess faith. They cannot commune with God. They cannot appreciate beauty. They cannot create art. They ever learned these things, they won't have to destroy us. They'll be us.
Hey, travelers, be wary. American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights over the past weekend and plans to cancel maybe thousands more through mid-July. They blame the cancellations on a number of factors, including staff shortages, bad weather, a huge increase in demand for flights since the COVID-19 pandemic has started to settle down a bit in the United States.
Isn't that when you're going to Vegas?
Apparently, theoretically. As of Sunday afternoon, 123 flights were canceled Saturday, 178 on Sunday, 97 got canceled on Monday, largely a result of a high number of sick calls combined with maintenance and other staffing issues.
And some parents with children that have difficulty eating were unable to feed their two-year-old since planes were grounded.
The canceled flights are roughly 1% of the airplane's capacity for the period, but demonstrates just how difficult it can be to shuffle so many flights in an effort to get back to some kind of pre-pandemic normal quickly. American assures passengers they're doing everything they can to make it as painless as possible.
And promises they will not serve fish to anyone lucky enough to catch a flight.
Stacy Day, a spokesperson for American Airlines, said, "Our focus this summer and always is on delivering for our customers, no matter the circumstances. We never want to disappoint and feel these scheduled adjustments will help ensure we can take good care of our customers and team members and minimize surprises at the airport." So warning, if you booked a flight on American between now and July 15th, you might want to contact the airline and make sure you're still good to go. And I will check for our Vegas trip, which is now more of a gamble than normal.
If you have an iPhone, be aware of a strange Wi-Fi network with the name %P%S%S%S%S%S%N. This name causes a troublesome bug. Do not connect to this network unless you want your phone's Wi-Fi functionality to break.
Well, I'm vaccinated. I believe my 5G signal will protect me. And if not, I'll just wrap my phone in the aluminum foil that's magnetized to my arm.
The bug was found by security expert Carl Hsu, who shared the problem on Twitter. Hsu explained that after he joined network, his iPhone permanently disabled its Wi-Fi functionality. The bug also affects iPads as well as services like AirDrop. The devices are unable to connect to Wi-Fi networks even after rebooting or changing the hotspot's SSID.
Proving Apple built a code word for their devices to shut them down for whenever the inevitable takeover begins. They know it's coming!
Luckily, the bug doesn't appear to cause permanent damage to your Apple hardware and can be fixed after you get over your fury and frustration should you find yourself in this situation.
By then, I might have smashed it.
The fix is simple. You just need to reset all network settings. This can be done by going to Settings, then General, then Reset, Reset Network Settings. You can, of course, find that in our shows. Doing this resets all saved Wi-Fi networks on your iPhone, consequently erasing the cursed network name from the device's memory. After that, your phone should be able to connect to Wi-Fi normally once more. And just stay away from any network with a percentage sign until Apple fixes the issue in an update.
You know, don't connect to weird-looking Wi-Fis.
But our geeps are smarter than that.
Well, I'd tell you the odds of that, but I'm bad at that in decimal form.
Texas is one of several states suffering through a record-breaking heat wave that's pushing electric grids to their limits. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, has urged residents to do their part by raising the temperature on their thermostats.
So Texans aren't used to the cold or the heat.
Before some customers could adjust their temperatures, several smart thermometer owners say their devices had been controlled remotely to conserve energy, leaving them in sweltering homes without a clue as to why.
Because the party of smaller government is getting in between the way of you and your thermostat.
Many non-Texans don't realize that Texas is the only state in the union that has a deregulated energy grid.
Well, even in the summer, some people don't want to wear short-sleeved shirts or, if you will, the right to bear arms.
The reason's in the fine print. Several residents in the Houston area said they'd unknowingly enrolled in a program called Smart Savers Texas as part of a promotion. The agreement states that in exchange for an entry into sweepstakes, electric customers grant permission for the program's operator, Energy Hub, to control their thermostats during high periods of high energy demand.
Well, Texans gave up some rights for an entry into a sweepstakes. Don't get no more American than that.
Thermostat owners typically receive an offer to participate from the manufacturer or service provider within their mobile app or via email. During a demand response event, SmartSavers Texas increases the temperature on participating thermostats by up to 4 degrees to reduce energy consumption, relieve stress on the grid. Every participant actively agrees to the terms of the program and can opt out of a demand response event at any time.
Look, I've told you to read the service agreements. It's how you stay cool and don't become a human Santa iPad.
The ability to reduce energy consumption is critical to managing the grid in Texas and nationwide. Energy Hub works with more than 50 utilities across the country to harness connected devices to meet grid needs. It's a tool to reliably reduce load on the grid enabled through the technology of Energy Hub and our connected thermostat partners.
Without the regulations other energy grids have, there is no reason for them to spend money winterizing or summerizing their equipment. I wonder if it's cooler in the Alamo's basement. I'll ask Ted Cruz. I'm sorry, what? His daughter wanted to visit Alaska?
So again, Texas, the national grid is good. Renewable energy is great. You should really take a look at what is best for your citizens and stop being terrified of your alleged liberal menaces, especially since the sun shines so bright, both day and night, deep in the heart of Texas. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. It's on by the website at geekradiodaily.com. You're lucky I didn't do that where you're supposed to. The little claps, you can do that by using your zipper. Deep in, zip, in the heart of it's nuts. If you drink a bunch of beers, that's funny. Just make sure you're wearing underwear and you know what you're doing. That's all I'm saying.
Or just wait till it's super cold.
if there's a pool nearby, jump there. That's going to help things. I mean, drop us a note and give us your best ways to prevent that from happening. Send it to podcast at geekradiodaily.com or a voicemail or textmail message. Just use the numbers.
510-GRD.
I've got this salt stuff. No, I'm going to stop.
This is no respectable establishment.
Good night, everybody.
Creeps like you should be in a cage.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Ever have one of those nights that starts out like any other but ends up being the best night of your life?
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
It was June the 22nd, 1990, our final day of school. There was Oliver Chamberlain, Peter Page, Stephen Prince, Andy Knightley, and me. They called me the King because my name's Gary King. Ollie was funny. He fancied himself as a bit of a player, but really he was all math. We called him O-Man because he had a birthmark on his forehead that looked like a six. He loved it. Pete was the baby of the group. He wasn't the kind of kid we'd usually hang out with, but he was good for a laugh, and he was absolutely minted. Steve was a pretty cool guy. We jammed together, chased the girls. I think he saw us as rivals. Sweet, really. And Andy. Andy was my wingman, the one guy I could rely on to back me up. He loved me, and I'm not being funny, but I loved him too. There was nothing we were going to miss about school. Maybe Mr. Shepherd. He was definitely one of the good guys. He used to ask me what I wanted to do with my life. I told him I just wanted to have a good time. He thought that was funny. It wasn't meant to be. Not that night.